The Privileges Committee of Parliament has ended its sitting on the alleged contemptuous comments made by the chairman of the Global Vaccine Safety Initiative, Professor Alex Dodu. When he finally took the stand, the professor profusely apologized for his utterances. He said as a champion of vaccine safety, his passion for the field rather got the better part of him in making the comments. Professor Dodu, reacting to the cancellation of the Ebola vaccine trial by the Ministry of Health and questions raised by Parliament over the trial, made some pronouncements which the House did not take kindly, thus hailing the professor before its Privileges Committee.
I would first and foremost like to state myself what my counsel has already stated, that I will never at any time or point disrespect this great institution of Parliament, nor indeed members of Parliament. That is not my style, that is not my interest, but to the extent that my words or actions or inactions have led to that, I would offer individual members and then to the House as a whole and to the good people of Ghana an unqualified apology. I did make certain comments, Mr. Chairman, relating to vaccine safety, and I think it would even be paradoxical to be undermining Parliament, because I stress a lot on state institutions, of which Parliament is foremost. Chairing the Global Vaccine Safety Initiative and working in vaccine safety, medicine safety for the past 25 plus years, I think I've been involved in almost all the vaccine and medicine crisis in this country. One develops a passion to get this work done. And so the national interest overrode everything. But I'll say to the extent that the national interest has been compromised by the heat generated by those unfortunate statements. Once again, Mr. Chairman and honorable members, I would like to keep it short and say that I offer a sincere and unconditional apology to Mr. Chairman, the House, and of course to the nation.
After his apology, the chairman of the committee and first deputy speaker, Ebubati Nuduro, disallowed further questioning by members, although there were some witnesses yet to be queried. He explained that since the architect of the whole statement has rendered an apology, there was no need to go further.
Honourable members, we've heard it all from the House's own mouth. Left to me alone, there should be no further questioning. We'll prepare our report and send it to plenary, and plenary will decide. We are not the final authority. So I would want to suggest that we don't ask any questions. I know you are not satisfied, but I think that we shouldn't ask any further questions. And this is final. This is final. There are a number of witnesses we also invited to this place. I don't think it would be necessary to call all of them. So with this, we are thanking them also and telling them that they are discharged. Meantime, you are also discharged.
Chairman of Privileges Committee of Parliament, Ebubati Nuduro. Other witnesses who were earlier quizzed were the Secretary of the Ghana Arts Academy and Science, Professor Ankra, the CEO of Food and Drugs Authority, Hudu Mukhtari, and the production manager of TV3 Network, Gabriel Busumpin.